Hello, Charmaine.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm good, my darling. How are you?
I'm good. I'm healed from a very bad flu. But
thank you. We're grateful for your full recovery.
Thank you, Nancy.
We're talking our spiritual heritage.
Yes. I've never been a spiritual person, but as of late, I've been contacted by my late grandfather. And I really didn't know much about him. But I've got a guide, a spiritual guide, who also didn't know much about him. But he just told me that you are being protected by someone who prayed a lot.
Yeah.
So before all of that, I used to pray when anything goes wrong. Mm-hmm. And it had helped calm me down.
Mm.
So I've held on to that since.
It's beautiful, right?
It works. It's the most emotional thing I've found out about myself, but it works.
Because there's power in words. Because in the words that we speak, we give out energy, and the universe conspires to make everything that we give out come true, right?
Precisely. And I live by the words, Pilisa Polisa Data.
That's so beautiful. And it's a great gift that your late grandfather has given you. It's beautiful. You know, we always speak of, and I wish people could understand it without the propaganda, you know?
And I
always make an example. Yeah. And whenever I'm trying to explain to white people, like our ancestry, I always go, I belong to the same tribe as Utatu Mandela because of my mom. She's born of the same tribe. And then I always say to them, so do you think now by virtue of Dr. Mandela being dead, he now automatically becomes evil? No. And then they go, is that it? And I'm like, yes. It's that simple. It's that simple.
It's something so dear and so precious to us that it's not supposed to be decoded anyway.
No.
It's something you carry with you, and when you close your eyes and speak to them, that's when they come to you and give it to you.
Yeah.
So anyone else...
Because another way I protect my spiritual heritage is I always explain there are certain things about my African spiritual heritage that I cannot explain with the Western tongue. Please forgive me. And then they're like, oh my gosh, it makes sense.
Exactly. And I know one thing about my great grandfather, he was mixed. He was half colored and he was just mixed, but he never felt the need to explain who he was.
Yeah.
Because he knew that when he spoke, the chiefs in Rustenburg used to listen to him.
Oh.
So I'm carrying some hectic blood in me.
And that blood keeps your heart beating, and that blood is keeping you alive. Generations and generations of blood.
Super nice.
Let me tell you something, girl. So, yes, I'm Xhosa, but I've got Khoisan ancestry in me, right? I've got Zimbabwe ancestry in me. I've got Kenyan ancestry in me. I've got Egyptian ancestry in me. Here's the biggest surprise. I've got German ancestry in me. So people must just relax.
I'm like a whole bottle of hundreds and thousands walking around with love.
Yes.
And gender.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Charmaine, representing Ninth Road in Benoni.